Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning that call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is Sydney Parker.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I tried to put a claim out online, but for some reason glitched out. So I decided to give you guys a call.
Can I just start off by
Going
getting your full Social Security number, please?
was going to be 420-41-5896.
Thank you. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
Sydney Parker, Sidney, last name Parker.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
It's going to be 8-9-0-8-0-9-1993.
Thank you. Can I have your license number, please?
It's going to be 8-2-9-3-8-5-8.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
It's going to be Bridget, Bridgett, Parker.
So I do apologize, but it does not match what we have for your mother's maiden name.
Okay, try Bridget Evans.
What is your mother's maiden name, sir?
Should be Bridget Evans.
May I ask why a different name was used for your mother's maiden name last time you filed?
I guess the same reason I gave you that one. My mom got remarried, so still wasn't used to that.
Okay, one moment. Can I have you spell out the correct mother's maiden name, please? It's her
Bridgett.
last name only. Is this her last name?
No, that was the first name. Last name, Evans, Evans.
Thank you. One moment. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No,
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation connects with this claim is considered fraud? Do you agree?
yes.
Thank you. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years, could affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for charge adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled out Sidney, Sidney.
Correct.
Your last name Parker.
Correct.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
205-475-5850.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 8/9/1993.
Correct.
Your mother's maiden name is Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
Correct.
Thank you. And you do have a driver's license, that's correct?
Correct.
What state is your driver's license in?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What state is your driver's license in?
Oh, Alabama.
The driver's license number is 829-3858.
Correct.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
Black, African American.
Thank you. May I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Diploma.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
456 Second Place, Pleasant Grove, Alabama. Zip code 35127.
Thank you. One moment. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked out on?
I was a field technician for Spectrum Communications.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I sick?
No, sir. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you obtain work accessibly through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school attorney?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 to 50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
$20.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or keep state debit?
Direct deposit.
Thank you. And would you like for you to go to your checking or your savings?
Checking.
Can I have your routing number, please?
Yes, 1 second. All right. My routing number, direct deposit, is going to be 0620000080.
Can I have you please confirm that routing number?
0620000080.
Thank you. One moment. Can I have your bank account number, please?
It's going to be 259-483-9025.
Can I have you please confirm that bank account number?
259-483-9025.
And can I have the name of the last company that you clocked that on?
Spectrum Communications.
Thank you. What's the name of the company on your W-2 statements and your direct deposit form? Should be listed under a different name.
Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Where can I find the information at?
You will have to look at your W-2 statement, sir.
Okay, give me 1 second, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. So we'll give you a few minutes to find the information.
Okay, it looks like I have to go online to look for that.
What is on your direct deposit form? How are you getting paid, sir?
Oh, through direct deposit.
What is on your direct deposit form?
Oh. Okay, I have my direct deposit. So you're looking for the name of the only thing I see here is Charter Communications LLC.
Okay. Can I have the employer's telephone number, please?
Yes. Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Just give him this one right here. Just a second. Okay, 205-356-0275.
Can I have the work location, city, and the state?
Yes, that's going to be 733.
Just the city only, sir, in the state.
Okay. Garndale, Alabama.
And can I have the employment start date when you first started the job, the month and the end of the year, please?
Yes, I started 5/05/2021.
Can I have the last day you work, please? The month, the day, and the year.
The last date I worked was July 27th, 2024.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
Yes, fired.
Thank you. And what is the specific reason why you're no longer working?
Attendance.
Okay. Did you give them a notice?
No, I was laid off.
Thank you. Can I have the name of the title of the, so you didn't give them a notice so I could barely understand you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Can I have the name of the title of the person who discharged you?
Yes, it's going to be Ricky Chancellor.
Can I have you spell the first name and the last name?
R-I-C-K-Y.
C-H, last name Chancellor, C-H-A-N-N-C-L-E-R.
And is he a manager?
Supervisor.
Okay, thank you. Can I have your date of your discharge, please?
That's going to be 7/27/24.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge, your attendance, that's correct?
Correct.
And I can barely understand you. What was your date of your discharge?
7/27/24.
Thank you. One moment. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Set a better schedule.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
I don't know what that means, bro.
Did you commit this act towards getting fired?
Yes.
Was any prior warnings for the same or similar act? Did they give you a warning?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
On my last check, yes.
How many total hours did you get for the vacation pay?
30 hours.
And how much were you getting paid per rate per hour for the vacation pay?
$24.50.
Thank you. Is Monday through Friday 40 hours per week your normal work week?
Mine's were.
You will have to answer either yes or no, sir.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Well, did you receive sick pay?
Yes.
How many total of hours did you get for the sick pay?
10 hours.
How much were you getting paid per rate per hour for the sick pay?
$24.50.
And is Monday through Friday 40 hours per week your normal work week?
No.
Did you receive holiday pay?
Yes.
How many sort of hours did you get for the holiday pay?
8 hours.
And how much were you getting paid per rate per hour for the holiday pay?
$24.50.
Thank you. And can I have the name of the holidays that you got paid for?
All major holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Martin Luther King Day, I believe that was it right there.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. What I'm going to do is ask you a few questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1201 Centerline Road, 276 Robert Jemison Road, 525 Tyler Street, 6525 Lighthouse, court where I've never been associated with this address?
276, I have.
Thank you. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1996 Buick Roadmaster, 2002 Isuzu Axum, a 2005 Polaris Sportsman, a 2006 Volkswagen GTI, where I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
96 Buick.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Vestavia, Selma, Birmingham, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. What month was Bridget Parker born in? January, March, June, September, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
January.
Thank you. In what county do you currently live? Monroe, Winston, St. Clair, Jefferson, or none of the above?
Jefferson.
Thank you. One moment. I hereby file an internet claim for an unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I started filing a penalty of a jury that the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook. Benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. We come to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to Alabama Works, Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to file the instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. So the process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of standing with the union. Employees who are under verified short-term layoff. Claimants to attend director approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone and letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. We may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completing your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
So it's 498.
Okay.
089.
Okay.
605.
Okay.
And your PIN number to file your claim each and every week is 2459.
Okay.
Okay, and is there any further assistance needed?
No, so we'll just ask the question. So this 1-800-361 number, I call between Sunday and Friday, correct?
So it's Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays? That's correct. So with the weekly certification number, that's if you have questions. And you can make your phone call appointment, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. for a next business day phone call.
Okay, and that's the 1-800-361-4524 number?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and my account number is 49089 number. Is that the number that I enter in?
I'm not understanding. Your transaction number, confirming that your claim was completed today, is 498-089605. Your PIN number to use your claim each and every week is 2459.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, I think that's it.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.